Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dead of the morning here, 6:46 on KNSS on a Monday morning. Now, three big things. Negotiations continue in Washington on pandemic relief today. Unemployment help, a sticking point.
Two.
Tropical storm Eocias, or whatever that thing's called, brushes Florida, threatens the U.S. East Coast.
One.
Local authorities investigating a fatal stabbing, a fatal shooting, and a fatal traffic accident over the weekend. Busy, busy. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Gasoline prices in the Wichita area this morning. A little unsettled out there. Some prices out there still over that $2 a gallon mark, but the low end I'm seeing out there is $1.94 a gallon. Spotted that near Harry and Seneca. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Sunny and mild today with a high of 81 degrees. Mostly clear tonight. The overnight low 59. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a high of 81 degrees again. Got a little pattern going here. Partly cloudy now, north wind at 7 miles per hour, and 65 degrees. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Hey there.
I've been doing this for 50 years, and I have never seen, ever seen that name, that word, anywhere. Eocias. Eocias.
Well, it's a...
Somebody at the National Weather Service has their head completely up you know where.
Where is that? Up in the sky?
I'm sorry. These are the things that piss me off.
Yeah.
That's a stupid name.
How do you feel about it, though? That's a question.
It's going to be gone pretty quick. It's just a tropical storm.
Yeah, it's going to blow over. Yeah.
Okay, got a Steve and Ted poll question today. Who will you vote for in the August 4th U.S. Senate primary election? And, of course, this is going to be irrelevant tomorrow.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Because there are 10 candidates in our final tally, because we're going to close this out. David Lindstrom from Overland Park, the former Kansas City Chief, got 1% of our vote. Bob Hamilton, the plumber who spent about $90 trillion, 2% of the vote.
That's a lot of drains.
Dr. Roger Marshall from Great Bend, 40%. And Chris Kobach from Lecompton is coming in with 58% of the vote on our poll.
How does this counter with all the regular polls?
I don't know. I haven't seen any polls.
Okay.
So there you go. But we're going to end that one. That's on our webpage, knssradio.com. We're going to put out a poll now that really, really reeks of controversy.
Oh. Was it favorite ice cream or something?
Nope. August is National Sandwich Month.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
We did this, I think, a couple of years ago. This is a fun one.
Okay.
You got, seven, and you can only choose one.
Oh, man.
Okay. Turkey, ham, PB&J, grilled cheese, tuna salad, roast beef, or BLT. I don't know if I can even pick one.
Oh, man.
I like the top three pretty well.
Got some good options there.
BLT, roast beef, and tuna. Those are three of my favorites right there.
Yeah.
But you can only vote once.
But what about a turkey ham combo? Come on. Let's get real here.
The choices are the choices I give you.
Yeah.
Pick one.
Okay. Jad came up with the choices, and he's going to be really annoyed.
Well, but Jad's palate is, different than a lot of people's,
Fine. It's on our webpage, knssradio.com.
That's funny.
Steve and Ted poll question. A mixed week came to a positive end Friday on Wall Street.
Stocks ending in the green for the day and month, with the Dow erasing earlier losses in the final hour of trading as shares of Apple rallied more than 10% after it delivered blowout earnings. Big tech names were among the gainers, boosting the Nasdaq, while energy companies lagged, led by Chevron. The Dow winners, Apple, Disney, and Merck. The Dow decliners, Caterpillar, Boeing, and United Health. The Dow rising 115 points, the Nasdaq up 157, S&P 500 up 25. Apple, the biggest Dow gainer, its stock surged surging to a record high, the tech giant reporting blockbuster quarterly results and announcing a stock split, helping the iPhone maker dethrone Saudi Aramco to become the world's largest public company. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
6:50 now, Steve at 10 in the morning, and time for Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
Hey, hey.
And Don is talking about the deficit surge.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't bother a lot of people. It probably should, I think. I don't know. You know, you may have heard or read that another massive economic stimulus bill is in the works. Maybe. I mean, it's been sort of stalled.
Yeah.
That's going to add to the staggering national debt. It's on its way to surpassing $30 trillion. Not to be a bummer, but hey, it's Monday, so why not? our national debt is at the highest level of any country in the history of the world. Ooh. And that's relative to inflation.
We're number one.
At this level, it's equal to a record 133% of our gross domestic product. I'll explain that in a minute. Now, these are all some fancy numbers and some fancy words, but let's boil it down. What does it really mean? Well, the national debt is a measure of how much the government owes its creditors. It's rising because we spend more than we make from taxation. We create more debt by issuing IOUs in the form of U.S. Treasury bonds. They just print them. Excessive debt could eventually render our economy unstable, though thus weakening our currency for the international trade and creating unemployment and stifling economic growth. A child born tomorrow is going to enter this world $80,313 in debt, an American, as every woman, man, and child carries right now as the debt per citizen. Now, the debt per taxpayer amount is at a record high of $213,102 because not everybody pays taxes. I mean, they pay taxes on behalf of them, but you know how that goes.
Right.
Anyway, that is what it would take to pay off our current national debt. It costs taxpayers $386 billion a year just to service that debt. Now, that's the amount of interest we owe ourselves at the Fed funds rate of 0% to 0.25%. Now, it sounds like it's not that much, $386 billion. If inflation takes hold and we get back to a historical short-term rate of between 3 to 5%, think about it. The cost of covering that interest could skyrocket dramatically. Can we ever pay off the national debt? Well, if we drive up economic growth, that will stimulate more tax revenues to pay debt down. But hey, we keep lowering taxes. Cutting government spending would reduce the amount much further. Focus government spending on areas that create jobs, like infrastructure, like Roosevelt's deal that he did. Raise taxes to cover the amount we owe, but we need a balanced budget so we don't slip back again. Now, I'm not necessarily for that. I'd rather see economic growth. But anyway, that's the way it is. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Sounds to me, just from what you're saying and what I've seen, is it's going to take some phenomenal economic growth.
It is. We've
to
done
ever
it.
Get out from
We've
it.
Done it before, you know, and you know, a few good years with some focus, but we need strong politicians who think further ahead than their next election, you know?
Good luck.
Because if they're just thinking about their next election, that, oh, we can push this down the street,
you
know?
They just keep pushing it. All right. Man. Today is National Watermelon Day, recognizing the refreshing summertime treat enjoyed at picnics and fairs. And since watermelon is 92% water, very satisfying in the summer heat. Yeah, it's a great taste, and it's almost all water.
That's why they call it watermelon.
The vine-like flowering plant originated from southern Africa. Wow. While the word watermelon refers to both the fruit and the plant to botanists, the plant is a peepo.
Excuse me?
The peepo is a berry with a thick rind and fleshy center.
A peepo?
It's a peepo.
What do you spell it? P-E-P-O?
They are also characteristic of the Cucurbitaceae.
Excuse me?
That's a scientific term for the gourd family,
actually,
if you can pronounce it.
It's like a hurricane after that.
Yeah, it's a hurricane. The kookaburra, whatever.
That's funny.
You know, you spend all your years trying to be a good announcer, right, Ted? Pronouncing names is probably.
You try.
If you can. And then they start throwing this kind of garbage at you.
Well, I said Wyandotte once.
Did you?
Yeah.
When you were new to the country? Yeah.
When I was new to the area, yeah.
Well, when my first couple of weeks on the radio, I talked about the Myrise Dacine River. I got a call from my dad. Said that's the Maritime.
Oh. Yeah. And don't say Arkansas River either.
No, not here.
Not here.
Ooh. But he crossed over the border. It is.
Oh, yeah. And it's El Dorado and some other else is El Dorado. So there you go. We can never win. We can never be perfect.
No, we just got to study the region and get to know it.
Thank you, guys. 6:55 now. Coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, some Democrats backing away from that defunding police thing. That's coming up top of the hour. Steve and Ted here on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.